Quilts often tell stories, but they're not usually literal. This particular quilt we're going to tell you about is more of an art piece than something to keep you warm at night. It's taken hundreds of hours to create and has a map that depicts the journeys of David Walker's ancestors from Europe to the Maritimes. David's wife, Suzanne Bouchard, sewed the quilt. The couple spends half the year in New Ann and PEI, the other half in Ontario. The quilt was recently displayed at the United Empire Loyalist Association of Canada Convention in Summerside. Island Morning's Lindsay Carroll went to New Annan to meet up with David and Suzanne.
Well, it's supposed to be a bed quilt at first. Yeah. I was going to make something that represents genealogy and some photos in it, and then we ended up turning it to a map and all the roots with ribbons. Turned out this way.
Became an art piece.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty happy with it, yeah.
I provided the information to Suzanne, and she did all of the quilting. So migration routes of 25 of my ancestors from England, Scotland, and Ireland over to Prince Edward Island and New England. And then after the American Revolution, a number of them left New England and came to New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island as United Empire Loyalists.
We projected the map on the wall, and we copied all the maps on a piece of paper, and then I reproduced them on fabric and cut them up and did all the applique on them. And all the ribbons that were sewn by hand, and then I actually finished doing the zigzag with the invisible bread on each one of them.
There's this piece that just, it hangs down. You wind it up like a scroll. And it
attached with a ribbon, two ribbons, and then you just let it go, and then you get all the names. And these are all David's ancestors. And the scroll describes which ribbons belongs to which root. The scroll was David's idea, because we didn't know where to put all this information. And he said, well, how about a scroll? And it was a long process, because I could only do three lines at a time.
My direct line is the top one here, David Walker and Margaret Hetherington. They left about 1819. Having lived and farmed in Annan, Scotland, and came to New Annan, Prince Edward Island.
And how many hours did it take you to stitch all of those names?
Maybe 20 hours or so, maybe more.
Wow. And overall, how much time did it take to put this quilt together? Years, I take it.
Yeah, I worked on it for a few years. No, I really don't know, but let's say over 50 hours for sure.
But I'd say it's probably more like 100 hours.
Probably.
Was there ever any a time where you thought, I just can't do that?
Actually, the longest one was the Prince Edward Island, because it's so tiny on the map, and David here was really, really picky about the size of it, and all the little details, and the bay is very, very small, so I had to redo maybe two or three times.
What did it feel like when you finished it?
Oh, that was great. Okay, I just finished the binding here on PEI this past few weeks, so it's nice to know that I finished it in here.
We'll never know all of the reasons why they migrated. Some of them as early as the early 1600s. Some of them was religious persecution. Others, it was just for a better life. Some of them came from cities. As you can see here, a lot of them came from London. Came over to, essentially, a woodland with nothing. You know, it's not like they came to Boston in a city and rented an apartment or something. They had to go in and on that first summer and cut down trees and build cabins and hunt for food. And some of them came over with 12, 13 children, and some of them very young. So how do you cope with that?
These big ships represent what they were traveling in the ships then. A lobster would represent PEI on the Maritimes, the shamrock and the flag for Ireland, rapid lion for Scotland.
And then you have flags on there as well.
And all the flags that the ancestors came from, all different countries. So.
They were all mostly farmers. A couple of them were entrepreneurs. And the journey lasted 6 to 8 weeks. A long time to be bouncing around on the ocean.
One of your ancestors, she was a Quaker. She mm-hmm. ended up in Boston, and there's actually a statue of her.
Correct.
Can you tell me about her?
Yeah, that was Mary Barrett. And she was a devout Quaker, and she married William Dyer, and they came out to Boston mainly because they were being persecuted back in England, and she was determined that she was going to teach religion. Eventually, the Puritans weren't too happy about this, and they threw her out of Boston at least three times that I know of, and eventually she just came bouncing back. very determined woman. She had 13 children to take care of as well. On the fourth time that she came back, that was enough, and she was hanged in Boston Common. King Charles II, back in England, got wind of this and declared that this was to be the last hanging for religious reasons. And so eventually the city of Boston erected a bronze statue in her honor. I think it's really important that we learn where we've come from to, I guess, make better decisions on where we're going. It makes me feel humble, I guess. You know, my life is a lot more simple than the life that these ancestors had, how they survived. And obviously because of them, I'm here.
That was David Walker and Suzanne Bouchard from New Annan talking to the CBC's Lindsay Carroll. What an incredible story.